Well, as you all know, we've been talking with Tanzania for quite some time regarding our differences on where the border between the two countries lies on the lake. The last time we met, it was in November, on November 17 in Dar es Salaam, and we reached a point where we said we agree to disagree, that we cannot solve the problem, the difference between the two of us. So we had agreed to involve a third party, and the third party identified was the Forum for Former Presidents of Africa. And therefore, today, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Malawi and the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Tanzania are meeting former President Chissano of Mozambique, who is the current chairperson of the forum, to put in a request for the forum to mediate the dispute between the two countries.
Now, Patrick, why some people have questioned why it's taken so long to resolve this matter, since this disagreement has been there for quite a long time. Why now?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, you're right. The differences have been there for a long time. The only difference is that this year we have engaged in a series of discussions. We started meeting in July this year. We met again in August and November. During those three meetings, we shared documents, we exchanged legal documents, historical facts, so that each one of us could make a case. But at the end of it, we still could not agree. Tanzania still stood by their belief that the border lies in the middle of the lake, and Malawi still goes by the 1890 treaty between the German and the British, which put the border at the shores of the lake. So we've basically failed to resolve the matter between the two countries.
Now, the one question that most people are asking is, once this mediation effort chaired by President Chissano come out with its ruling, will both countries accept the ruling wholeheartedly, or perhaps go to the Court of Arbitration or to the UN perhaps for a final arbitration?
Well, our agreement is that we'll let the mediation proceed for 3 months. We expect it to be done between January and March, of course, subject to what the forum says. But what we've agreed is that we have confidence in the forum to resolve the matter. But in the event that we don't agree that the forum is not able to resolve the matter, we have agreed to go jointly with the International Court of Justice to make a final determination on the issue.
Some people have expressed concern that this disagreement could lead to possible violence, although both presidents have said, no, this cannot. But some people are still apprehensive that there's a possibility of this happening because of the natural resources, anticipated natural resources of the lake. What is your government position on this?
We would like to resolve the matter peacefully as possible. And we have gone our way out to appeal to Malawians not to get excited, not to take it upon themselves, not to mistreat Tanzanians, because we have a roadmap that will resolve the matter through diplomatic means. We've been informed that Tanzania are also saying the same to the people in Tanzania. This is the reason why we have spent a lot of hours on the negotiation table, because we realize that if we don't talk, if we don't engage one another, indeed it may lead to violence. But both countries have gone out of their way to make sure that we talk and we discuss in a diplomatic, in a harmonious manner until the matter is resolved.